Thank you.
We should have left you for dead.
Out! Now! Please, we need to save them!
There's someone coming out!
Isaac! Omar! You're alive!
Because of Omar here.
What happened? I don't know. I was leaving and was down the street when I heard a noise. I looked back and saw the flames. They were already out of control. Oh, I'm so sorry, Isaac. If I had known someone else was in there, I would have stopped them.
Finnegan! You are the only individual that would know who could have tried to kill us. So please, tell us.
Damn it, Finnegan!
Don't you realize that this demonstrates that whoever you were working with doesn't care about you at all?
Neither do you.
That's true, I don't. But Mr. Cullen here does. You owe him your life, and you owe him the truth.
It was Challoner.
I knew it!
He had me oversee the transport of the equipment here.
But where is it all now?
I don't know.
What are his plans, Finnegan?
I don't know. He paid me to spy on you and to transport the machines. That's all.
Where would you meet with him? He's bleeding.
Get that blade out of his neck.
Where the bloody hell did that come from?
Someone threw it from up there.
Where?
On the rooftop, running across the street. I know that stride.
What do you mean? Is someone up there?
Was up there.
Who?
Rose Galloway.
Did you know that happened? That Rose betrayed Omar?
It doesn't matter, Aaliyah.
Gavin, what are you doing here? Shit, we're in trouble, aren't we?
I fucked up.
How?
I don't know. I think it was when I looked into your father.
Or into Anya Tarida.
Or both.
It doesn't matter. They know where we are.
Well, not yet.
Not yet? Well, put me back in until they do.
I'm not making the same mistake I made last time.
Last time you made the choice. Now it's my turn. They don't know where we are, right?
Yeah.
Well, fuck them. I know I'm close to figuring out what this code is, and I'm gonna get it.
I can't let you do that.
Back in! Call it eagle vision, or female intuition, or a gut instinct, or whatever. I know the code's right there.
Fuck. I like this side of you, Aaliyah.
Put me in.
You heard her. Let's do it. Go get him, Aaliyah.
It took me a while to realize that I am just like my dad. He ran away from everyone his entire life, and so have I. From foster parents, schools, investors. Well, I'm not gonna be like him anymore. I'm not gonna run. I'm gonna get the fucking job done, no matter what happens. So, Dad, if you are actually still alive and somehow involved in all of this shit, well, fuck you. I am coming after you. That bitch. I can't believe Rose betrayed Omar like that. Who does she think she is? One of the hardest things I've ever had to do was sit down with my investors and let them know their funds had been stolen. The looks on their faces. Fuck. I mean, B's father, George, I could see him doing all the calculations in his head at that moment. He had trusted me and now knew he was fucked. The worst, though, was Harling, my business professor. He always liked to put money into students' ventures and has actually made bank over the years by doing that. But when I told him, He looked at me with an I knew it face. Like he had given me the funds originally because he felt sorry for me, knowing that I would lose them. A pity investment. That's what killed me the most. Come on, Omar. Get me those coins. I need to prove Harling, B, everyone wrong.
Water! We need water here!
I'm sorry, Mr. Newton. I didn't mean to do such harm.
And I apologize for what I did to you, but please, we need your help. Can you provide us with a way to find Challoner? Finnegan!
Long live his soul.
Oh, Mr. Gallagher, are you certain that that was your friend who killed him, Miss Galloway?
I am. Let's follow her.
No.
And your reasoning is?
I'm not sure. Actually, no. She wants me to. And that's exactly what we shouldn't do. It's what's gotten us into this state.
You're right. We're here because we allow Challoner to treat us like sandbags I'd use in a gravity experiment. He's pushing us around, expecting us to only go in one direction. Well, it's time to prove we can push back. Let me think. Where will Challoner be operating out of? Some place in the city with lots of space for equipment.
I can't believe I didn't realize it.
What, Mr. Khaled?
Rose's father was going to be forced to relocate to Paris.
Paris? How dreadful.
Quite. But then he received funding for a new factory, so...
Challoner's his new investor.
And that's where he's hiding the machines.
Galloway's factory?
Yes.
No.
No?
His residence. It explains why Rose has suddenly become a murderer. She would do anything to protect her father and family, even...
Mr. Khaled, I'm sorry this has happened. There's nothing you could have done to stop it.
We need to go. Now.
Indeed. Driver! Oh, damn, Lowndes, I don't have a carriage anymore.
We'll have to find a public one.
A public one?
Isaac.
Oh, then lead on.
Galloway residence?
We'd like to see Mr. Nigel Galloway.
We don't have time for this. Where is he? Challoner, show us your face!
How dare you! I'll summon the authorities.
Oh, please do. They'll be most happy to discover what's hidden in this house.
Not to mention to discover Mr. Newton here.
I'm wanted for the death of 12 men, don't you know? A criminal reputation has its benefits.
Smith, what is all this commotion out here? We're trying to get...
Trying to what? Defraud the Empire?
Omar, what are you and your friends doing here?
Mr. Galloway, we're here for the truth.
Concerning what?
Are you hiding William Challoner?
That name is not familiar to me.
Excrement!
I beg your pardon?
He's here.
Omar, can you talk to him? Explain to him I'm a man of my word?
Mr. Galloway, please. We have reason to suspect Challoner is engaged in criminal activities right here in your residence.
I assure you, that suspicion is false.
Then it should be of little inconvenience to prove it.
I have no need to prove anything to Mr. Newton here.
Then prove it to me.
Very well. I'll show you around.
Thank you.
And that is the entire place, every single room.
Excrement.
Now, if you don't mind, I have
There's one
business.
Area of the house we haven't seen.
Excuse me?
The servants' quarters. Can you show them to us?
You know what they contain.
I don't.
Omar, why are you humouring this monster?
Monster?
Yes, monster and criminal.
I prefer to insert brilliant in front of both terms.
Please, Mr. Galloway.
Allow me to find the keys. I don't enjoy betraying the staff's privacy, Omar. You, above all else, should understand that. But if you insist...
Take your hand out of the drawer.
Omar?
Now! Put the pistol down, Mr. Galloway.
You seem to forget that in this house I give the orders, Omar.
You're making a grave mistake.
I give the orders. Your father was a good man, a good Moor, but he knew his place, and you... He would be so ashamed of you.
He's not the one waving a pistol like a madman.
Silence!
Did Rose force this upon you?
Don't mention her name. You've ruined her, Omar. She was a well-regarded, polite young woman. And since you arrived, she's changed. She's become sullied.
You're looking a bit sullied yourself, Galloway.
Silence!
Mr. Newton, please. Mr. Galloway, I will admit that I'm partly to blame here. I'm the one that discovered her talents and encouraged her. I taught her how to defend herself and those that she loves, but I didn't encourage her to become a cold-blooded murderer.
Murderer?
She killed Mr. Newton's butler, Finnegan.
Finnegan?
Yes, just as he was about to tell us more about Challoner. And my suspicion is that she also killed 12 counterfeiters who were prisoners at Newgate.
I thought that Newton here did that.
I may come across as a strong man,
Rose but... did that?
Is she in the servants' quarters?
No, I don't know where she is.
You must have some idea of her whereabouts.
She said she had an errand to run for Challoner. I don't know what she meant by that.
Are you storing his equipment downstairs? I know why you agreed to help Challoner. I know that you feared for the well-being and status of your family, but Rose feels the same way. And your actions have led her to dive deeper and to become an unconscionable criminal.
Rose.
It's not too late, Mr. Galloway. We can stop Challoner and find her before she does anything else, anything worse.
You're going to kill her, aren't you?
No.
Liar!
Mr. Galloway, no!
Isaac! Isaac! Are you injured?
I don't believe so. Let me, No. Fortunately, Mr. Galloway is a terrible shot.
I'm glad to hear that, Mr. Newton. You really shouldn't have taken him on, but thank you.
It's the very least I could do.
I'm sorry, Omar. I needed the money. I didn't think the rest of this would happen. She's a good girl. She really is.
And I want to help her, so please, what is their plan?
They're going to destroy the machines at the Mint.
All of them?
Challoner said the only way he could control the currency is to eliminate all other competition, including the Mint's own machines.
But that means he's blowing up the Tower of London. He'll kill hundreds in the process.
When?
This evening.
We need to go. Nicola, can you stay here? We need you to make sure Mr. Galloway stays here. Here, take this.
Isaac, I'm not comfortable with...
Shooting a pistol? Then feel free to club him with it.
I will. Now go. Go!
Yes. Nicola, in case we don't come back, I want you to know...
I know.
What's your business, you?
Bringing medical supplies for the prison.
Well, I wasn't told about this. I'm gonna have to inspect it.
You do that, but there's 400 leeches back there, so watch you don't let any escape.
Blimey, oh, fine, go ahead. Get them out of here.
Much obliged.
I can't believe that worked.
Quiet, we're not through yet. Where do I bring the car?
To the Mint.
Which building?
The tower on the far right.
Hey! Stop right there!
What is it? What's the matter?
That is quite the find, Mr. Cullen. Oh,
damnation, it's the warden, isn't it?
I assume under those blankets are the confiscated counterfeiting machines and supplies. You've done your duty and returned them.
I'm afraid they are not.
Well, they're not medical supplies, are they? So, whatever could they be?
Oh, that wouldn't be Isaac Newton under there, would it?
Yes, I'm here, and yes, I suppose you want to put me behind bars or a noose around my neck. Yes, you have every reason to dislike me for how intolerable I've been to you over the last year. And yes, I know that there are accusations that I've not only stolen the counterfeiting machines and abused my rank, but also killed 12 men.
13.
13?
Someone is attempting to bring the Empire's financial system to its knees by destroying the Mint's machinery. This entire tower is surrounded by explosives.
Did you hear what he said?
Explosives, yes.
Yes, Mr. Lowndes, explosives. We need to put a stop to this devious plan.
Give me one good reason why I shouldn't instruct the warden to bring you to the gallows right now and hang you. And why I personally shouldn't be the one placing a rope around your neck.
I'm afraid of heights.
You're impossible.
Mr. Lowndes, please, you have to believe us. Challoner's aim is to blow up the tower this evening.
Omar, you too? You need to stop idolizing this man and his wild theories.
If you're afraid that we'll be doing something villainous to the tower ourselves, we will be accompanied by your men. We insist upon it.
What have you become, Omar?
You know me, Lowndes. You know what I've done to help you through the years. I've sacrificed family and friends and my very soul. I'm also risking my reputation with you by requesting this search, but it's a risk I'm willing to take. So please, for the first time in a while, risk something and believe me.
Yes, Mr. Lowndes.
Silence. If nothing turns up, you can imprison us. Both of us.
You're not giving this obscene notion any thought, are you? Please get your men, Warden. We need to search the place from top to bottom.
They're not reporting to him.
I take offense at that. I'm an exceptional...
They are to report to Omar Khaled here.
I object.
Duly noted. Now, please, follow the king's orders.
Very well.
Thank you.
Don't thank me yet. If your hunches prove to be wrong, I will be able to stop the nooses around your neck from tightening.
We found nothing in the Western Tower.
Nothing in the Eastern Tower.
We've searched every inch of the prison and found nothing.
Excrement.
There's nothing here.
Did Mr. Galloway lie to us?
No, he was telling the truth.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't think the warden's going to approve any further searches.
Well, Omar and I will have to do it ourselves.
Check all of the towers.
It'll be our pleasure.
Huh. Yes, it will be.
Get inside, men, where it's dry.
Think. How else would I destroy the tower?
No. How else would Challoner destroy the tower?
That's it! Well, not exactly, but quite close. Challoner doesn't need to destroy the tower. He just needs to destroy the minting machinery.
You've already checked the East Wing.
Nothing there?
Nothing.
We checked every place he had access to.
Yes.
So where would he set them? Or have his men set them?
Or his woman, if he placed Rose in charge of this. Are there catacombs underneath the tower?
No, I would be aware if there were.
There are, actually.
Damnation, Lowndes! Why must you hide everything from me?
Why would I have informed you of old dangerous catacombs?
Thoroughness.
Rose is always thorough, and she'd recognize the necessity to hide in plain sight from below. Where's the entrance?
Mr. Lowndes, think.
It must be through the gate, past the barn.
Is that the only entrance?
Yes, I think. No. Wait a minute. There's a second one that goes out to the river.
Where?
Below the bridge.
That won't be open. The water levels are too high.
Valid point. It would be blocked.
So let's go to the barn. Now! Will she be waiting for us, Omar?
She will. And she'll do whatever it takes to stop us.
Oh, Lowndes, that boat, is it the property of the tower?
I don't believe so.
It's disrupting my thinking.
It's sending signals.
What signals?
Instructions on when to set off the explosives.
And serve as the perfect getaway. Such a coward! While his henchwoman, lights the explosives, he gets to sit back and watch.
We need to split up. I'll stop the explosives. Mr. Newton, you go and stop Challoner.
With pleasure. Mr. Khaled?
Yes.
If we defeat Challoner, I promise I will finally rest.
Well deserved. Yes. Found it.
Put down the explosives, Omar.
Why are you still here?
I knew you would come.
Then you knew I would stop you.
Would try.
Why, Rose? All of this to save your family?
It's more than that. I'm just... This world is corrupt, Omar. There are too many rich families that control the wealth of this empire. Chaloner wants to right that.
Can't you see he's just trying to make himself rich?
He's not.
He's a thief and a murderer.
So are you.
Rose, you can't compare what I...
I told you a week ago I believed you hadn't changed. Well, I lied. You've spent so much time with the Brotherhood that you can't think for yourself anymore. You don't know right from wrong.
Well, I'm not the one about to blow up the Tower of London.
It's the right thing. This country needs to start afresh.
By destroying what makes it great. You're not thinking for yourself. I'm going to stop you from doing something you'll regret.
No.
Rose, I'll defuse each and every one of these.
I won't let you.
Then you'll have to kill me.
Then I will.
You brought a staff. Down here.
Two, actually. I find it fitting that I will defeat you with the very weapon you taught me to use.
Rose.
I'm sorry, Omar. I really do care for you.
Oh, you have a funny way of showing it.
Chaloner!
Oh, welcome aboard, Newton. Looking for a ride up the Thames?
I'm fine here, at the tower.
I wouldn't be so sure about that.
I'll admit that I underestimated you. I figured you were a combination of foolish and lucky. I'm impressed. But you're not quite clever enough, Chaloner. I'm finally one step ahead.
You truly think so?
We have your counterfeiting machines in custody. But I also know you're too clever to have put them all in one place. So you've spread them out. At the very least, you have one right here on this boat. And your plan is about to go up in smoke. But not the kind you think. My man is defusing your explosives as we speak.
Your man? Do you even hear yourself when you speak? I've always been an admirer of yours, Newton. You've never been afraid to ask questions and challenge what everyone else believes to be right. But now, maybe it's your advanced age or your status, but you've stopped trying to change things. I'm disappointed in you.
Disappointed that I've been successfully stopping criminals like you?
God, you don't understand. Ask yourself why. Why do we let the king decide how money is controlled? Why can't we create a free system that allows the people to decide how the financial system is run? Come now, Newton. Think about it. You could design an entirely new system. It's not too late.
It won't work.
Newton, you're an old man with old ways of thinking.
I'm not old.
Really? Isn't that why Nicolas rejected you?
Don't bring him into this.
Too late.
Nicolas!
If you turn around and leave, I'll let you take him with you. You two can go off and conduct your experiments. And if not, he dies.
Concede, Rose.
No.
Do you really think you can defeat your trainer?
No, I don't. I'm glad we'll be together when it happens.
What are you talking about?
I didn't need to kill you. I just needed to delay you.
Rose, why?
It's better than spending my time attending boring balls and social outings. I will have done something important with my life. Where are you going? You can't get out that way!
I need to let something get in.
You'll flood the whole tunnel.
Exactly.
No!
to kill me.
I won't. I can't. But we'll see if the water does.
But you can't swim.
I have to learn sometime. I'm sorry, Rose.
Shit. Omar's gonna die. He can't tell what's happening under the water. Come on, Omar, come on.
Rose!
Rose!
Rose! Breathe. Come now, breathe. Rose! Rose! I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Let him go, Chaloner.
Most happy to. I'll let the two of you walk together into the sunset.
Do you honestly think I would agree to that?
Aren't you tired of devoting your life to your work and always striving to be right, to be perfect? This is your opportunity to leave it all behind. Turn off your mind for once and just enjoy life.
The horn?
Yes, the signal.
To set off the explosives?
Right again. It's too late, Mr. Newton.
I can stop this.
Why? Newton, you've accomplished enough in your lifetime to finally rest. And you can do so with someone you care about.
I can't.
You can. And Nicola here. Where is he?
Nicola! You felled him! Thank you, Nicola.
Of course.
It's too late. They're about to go off.
When?
We've timed it so the explosives will go off at exactly midnight. Which will be... now.
So, now?
It's going to happen.
Are you sure?
What happened?
It appears as though you made a mistake. You thought the young student would do your work for you. You should have got the older, wiser teacher instead.
If I can't find this fucking code and help them out, I'm still going to get my investors their money back. I won't stop until I do. I need to be a person of my word. I need to be a better person. I can't be like Rose, clueless. I can't be like my father, hiding from society because of shit I've done in the past. I'm going to be a new person.
I've just received word that Chaloner is in his prison cell.
And Mr. de Douillet, has he been seen by the physician?
He's there now. Isaac, Omar, I never had a moment of doubt that the two of you were on the right side.
You mean other than arresting me, accusing me of murder and besmirching my name?
You always need to be right, don't you, Isaac?
Of course. Are the counterfeiting machines being destroyed?
As we speak. Every single one.
Good.
I think you've finally earned some time off, Isaac. Perhaps take the season off. When you return, we can begin talking
about the
future.
On the contrary, I still have a great deal of work ahead of me. Firstly, I'll help to oversee the destruction of the machines, and then, well, I've already started devising better ways to make our economy work.
Why don't you take the rest of today off, though, huh? I think you've earned one day of relaxation.
Nonsense. I've begun to devise a way to increase proper paper currency into the system.
You never rest, do you?
I'll rest when I'm on my deathbed.
Well, I must, myself. As Omar will attest to, I haven't been this active in quite some time. Goodbye to you both. And again, thank you.
What do you say, Mr. Cullard?
I've been doing some experiments with paper that could allow us to create a new note that cannot be replicated. It's truly astounding. Why don't I show you?
I'm afraid I can't, Mr. Newton. In fact, I must tender my resignation.
You don't like my paper currency idea?
No, I'm sure it's a grand one. It's just time for me to move on.
Oh, I'm not allowing that silly notion.
Why does that not surprise me?
No, I don't mean leave my employ. I'm absolutely accepting of that. Now, I merely wish for you to start embracing life again. You've spent too much time caught up in death and assassinations.
You know that much about me.
Now, I've known about your brotherhood for years.
How? You haven't said a word.
I value people's privacy, much as you've never asked me anything about Nicola. I've been approached by your organization many times asking for assistance. Oh, no one told me much. But from the bits and pieces I gleaned from each petitioner, I could put together a realistic picture. It's an impressive alliance. Not for me, but one with good intentions. And I know they could really use you.
If I hadn't been involved, Chaloner wouldn't have gotten so close to achieving his plans.
Oh, excrement. I know that Rose Galloway made her way into your heart, and I know how difficult it is for people like us to allow that. And when they leave or betray us, it makes us want to withdraw from the world. I'm guilty of that. But we must fight on, must keep looking for that magic.
What if we never find this philosopher's stone of happiness?
Well, we keep searching, keep experimenting. But don't spend too much time. Not only does the Brotherhood need you, but so does the world.
I don't know.
Well, I do. I'm the smartest man alive, remember? A genius? So trust me. I forced Mr. Lowndes to destroy all of Chaloner's coins. But before that, I kept two as mementos. One for you, one for me. Here.
Fuck! Is this the coin?
Don't tell him, though. Consider it a token of friendship.
I'm touched, Mr. Newton.
Call me Isaac.
Yes, Isaac.
Thank you, Omar. I must say the handiwork on the coins is incredible. The weight, the grooves, even the inscription. It looks perfectly legitimate, though the phrase is not.
What's the inscription?
Something very appropriate for both you and I. Je maintiendrai.
I will maintain.
Oui.
Holy shit! The inscription! Michelle! Michelle! Sean! Whoever! I've got it! I fucking got it! Michelle! I got it! I got the code!
No shit.
I got it! Michelle!
I knew you could do it, Aaliyah.
Is it too late?
I hope not. Michelle, can you open up the software?
On it.
You did it, Aaliyah.
Oh, I hope so.
Your investors won't believe what you did to get them back their funds.
Yeah, well, I'd like to add something else to our deal.
An 11th hour negotiation strategy?
No, nothing like that. I want to know what happened to Omar. What did he do after his time with Newton?
We don't have records of every assassin's life, especially someone from over 300 years ago.
You gotta know something. Did he keep working with the Brotherhood after his time with Newton?
I don't know.
Well, there's got to be a way to figure it out.
No time for that now. I'm in. Okay, what's the inscription?
It was in French. It translates to, I will maintain.
Je maintiendrai.
Yeah, that's it.
How did you know that?
What? Just because I'm from Philly means I can't know any French? It's the royal motto of the Netherlands. I had an ex from there.
You've had a lot of exes.
Don't rub it in. He was a dick, but the country's great. Let's see if it works. Hold on to your butts. What the fuck? Who killed the power?
Was it the code?
No, it couldn't have been.
Shit.
What?
Someone's here.
The target's there. There.
It's just a body.
I don't care. Bring him.
What about the rest?
Cleaning staff. Leave him.
Michelle? Gavin?
Aaliyah? You okay?
Yeah, I think. You?
Yeah.
Gavin?
They grabbed him.
Who? Abstergo?
Abstergo Financial.
How the hell do you know that?
'Cause the leader was your father.
For years, I dreamed about what I'd say if I ever met my father. I used to run a number of different scenarios through my head. In one of them, he'd show up to my graduation and cheer me on, and I'd smile. I also imagined a case where I met him in a bar, would talk to him for a while, and then spill beer in his face, tell him who I was, and then get the bouncer to toss his ass out of the place. The scenario that ran through my head the most was one where he'd show up one day, drop to his knees, and beg forgiveness. Sometimes I'd chop his head off like he was Ned Stark, but most times I'd give him a task, something to prove he was serious, like getting revenge on my foster parents or stopping Jared Eubanks. And most times he'd take care of it for me and we'd be cool. I guess I just wanted a father who would help me when I needed it. Instead, I have one who's a deadbeat, a criminal, and who knows, a murderer who I need to find and stop. That was my father. The one that grabbed Gavin and left us for dead.
Yeah.
No fucking way.
I just spent an hour looking at his face on Abstergo's DNA system. It's him. Here, let me show you. Shit.
Destroyed?
Yeah, the hard drives as well.
So you're saying my father's a member of Abstergo but can't prove it?
I don't know what I'm saying. I just want to find Gavin and he may be the one that's got him.
It's not him.
I don't fucking care at this point. I just want to get Gavin and then we can figure out who it is. Cool? Here, let me try again. Fuck!
So we have no access to the assassin systems?
None.
What about the Abstergo ones?
I can't hack directly into their system without the right tools.
I think I know someone who can. Well, not someone, really.
What are you talking about?
The AI Sean. He's plugged into Abstergo, isn't he?
Shit. You're right. As long as the VR rig is still functioning. It is!
Thank the Maker! Sorry, I couldn't avoid it. It was a bad impression, but 3PO was really one of my favorites, and, well, now I feel like I can relate to
him. We don't have time for this.
Ah, Michelle Lemaire. I missed your American charm and impatience.
I'm gonna kill...
Short-circuit me. Just try.
Sean, enough. We need your help.
Of course. More information about Omar Khaled? Isaac Newton?
No. We need you to go into the Abstergo network and find out who was just here.
Here?
Someone busted in and took Gavin.
Gavin's gone?
Yeah.
Bastards. Let me figure out who it was. I can't seem to find any internal reports of any mission here.
That's weird, right?
Standard protocol is to log every mission, but I've looked everywhere. There's nothing.
Sean, can you check for the location of one of their employees? Fahad Khan.
Don't.
Sean, do it. He works for Agneta Ryder at Abstergo Financial.
Why are you doing this?
I feel like Mummy and Mummy are fighting.
Just do it, Sean.
It's not him.
Hey, I hope it's not either, but it's a lead.
Well, it took me a while and required some decryption of their data, but, well, when you're as good as I am.
What did you find, Sean?
Both good and bad news. I can't locate Fahad Khan, but I can trace Agneta Ryder. I've discovered some interesting stuff about the two.
What stuff?
He's been assigned to Abstergo Financial's Project Lighthouse, their quest to take over the Darknet. But what's interesting is that apparently no one else in Abstergo knows about it. I can't find any mention of the initiative anywhere.
Which means?
That Agneta Ryder is going behind the back of the rest of her organization with everything she's doing here. Well, I gotta give it to your idol, Agneta, Aaliyah. She's not afraid to try new things and hide it from her bosses. This is good. We can use this. Sean, we need to get to Ryder.
That's probably going to be a tad difficult. She has a pretty busy schedule and always travels with a security detail.
Does she have any public appearances on her agenda today?
A public place? That would be worse.
I see. She's attending a Women in Business luncheon at the Four Seasons later this afternoon.
That's perfect. We just need to figure out a way to get past her security detail. Aaliyah, you've been to these sorts of things before, haven't you?
Do I look like I power lunch?
You went to the London School of Economics?
Yeah, but that's different.
Please, Aaliyah, we need to find Gavin, and this might be the only way.
I may know how.
See? You know what these things are like.
No, I picked up something from 1696.
What do you mean?
Challoner was a pretty smart guy. We just follow his technique.
I don't follow.
We steal something from her and get her to chase us.
I don't follow.
Why am I not surprised, Sean?
And that's how it is. But then, take the example of Arlene Gwendolyn Lee, a young black woman from Canada, and one of the first female coders in that country. In a biracial marriage, she and her husband weren't allowed to rent.
She hasn't finished her meal.
She keeps getting interrupted.
How hard is it to finish a salad?
It's kale. Never mind. Wait, she's getting up. You know what to do? Yeah, steal her purse and run. Shit, she's not leaving.
Where's she going?
Looks like the can. The can? Shit. That works. I'm going in. That's not what we planned.
This is even better. No one's around over there, and there's only one guard.
One big, huge guard.
I've conned worse.
Don't do it.
Sorry, too late.
They thought she cheated and forced her to take the test again and again.
I'm okay.
I'm here to protect you.
Protect me, yes. Watch me pee, no. Stay out here.
It's my job.
Look, it's a hallway with private toilets. Do you see any snipers here? Hmm? Didn't think so. Give me a bit of privacy.
Sorry, ma'am. The toilet's closed.
Looks open to me.
Just close them.
I don't see a sign.
I am the sign.
Yeah, well, I got a pee.
I think they have some toilets in the hotel front lobby.
If you don't let me go in there now, I'm going to pee right here. Like now, and while I do it, I'm going to scream and cause...
Is there a problem?
Yeah, this man is telling me what I can and can't do.
I'm sorry about that. Gertz is a little overzealous with his duties.
Oh, my God. Are you Agneta Ryder?
I am, yes.
You are like my idol. Oh, I want to be you one day. You are such a role model. Can I shake your hand?
I don't like to.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Hey.
It's okay. It's fine, Gertz.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Now, if you'll excuse me, I should return to my seat.
Yeah, of course. And I've got a, you know, pee.
My watch. I forgot something inside. I'll be right back.
Yes, ma'am.
It's gone, isn't it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
How about we strike a deal? Your watch for some information.
You're a thief.
You have Gavin Banks.
I don't know what you're talking...
Where is he?
I'm gonna get my security to handle this. Gertz, thank God.
What the fuck is going on here?
She's threatening me.
Proposing a deal, actually.
You little... Ah!
He may be handsome, but he's not very smart. Or strong. But I bet he works best in a horizontal position. No one's gonna hear you. They're playing one of those cheesy promo videos.
You think you two are gonna get out of here? Alive?
Yeah, we will. And then we're going to free Gavin Banks.
Wow. You two are really something.
I'll take that as a compliment. Where is he?
You think I'm going to tell you?
Well, let us tell you something first about a secret project called Project Lighthouse. Yeah, we know all about it. As a hacker, I'll be the first to admit it's pretty impressive. But what's actually surprising is that you haven't told anyone else in Abstergo about it. I know you're already treading on thin ice with your bosses and doing something big like this behind their backs. I'm pretty sure they wouldn't appreciate it.
Who sent you? Jensen?
I don't know who Jensen is, and normally I'd want to find out, but I'm not going to ask that you tell me. Instead, I just want you to tell us where Gavin is. Unless you want my friend here to do that again. Listen, I know you think the Templars will applaud your initiative, but I know Abstergo. I've seen what they do to people that conduct secret missions. Worst case scenario, you're dead. Best case scenario, you're demoted and lose all the privileges you get as CEO, which we know you really live for. We've hacked into your system, and we're about to inform your bosses of your misconduct. See right here on my phone? Huh? All I need to do is press this button.
All right.
Aaliyah here was a fan of yours, impressed with your intelligence. I see she at least got some of that right.
So where is he?
Tell us! Newton Analytica.
The data mining company in Cambridge that swayed the Brexit vote. Shit. You run them?
A little side project of mine.
Shit. And she's your hero?
Not anymore.
Ouch. Insult to injury.
Please, don't kill me.
I'll spare your life, but only if you tell us one more thing.
What?
Is Fahad Khan the one that grabbed Gavin?
Why does that matter?
Tell me, or I'll kill you right here, right now, and make it look like a freak accident. Perhaps you were trying to get off by choking yourself on the toilet and... Oops. Do you want that to be your legacy?
Okay. Yeah. Khan is in charge of the mission. He's my best man.
Yeah? Well, he hasn't met us yet.
You said you wouldn't kill me.
Don't worry. It's a taser. We're just gonna slow you down until we get to Gavin. Any objections to this, Aaliyah?
No. Totally deserved.
Cover her mouth.
Fuck! What are you going?
I'm not used to driving on this side of the road. You should be driving. Why don't you have your license?
I live in the city.
Yeah, and?
How do we know we're not walking into some sort of trap? Or that Gavin's even alive?
If he was dead, Ryder would have told us. They're probably trying to get as much information from him as possible before eventually killing him.
So torturing him?
It's so cliche, right?
Fuck.
Yeah. Hey, can you boot up Sean for us? We have to figure out where we're going.
We're not going to Newton Analytica.
They wouldn't take him into an office space. Hey, Sean, you there?
Well, you don't seem to have unplugged or rebooted me, so yeah, I appear to be. You know, I think you're starting to fall for me, Michelle. I truly do.
Shut up. Can you tell us what real estate Newton Analytica owns in Cambridge?
Their offices are at 278 6th Street.
No, not their offices. What other real estate is affiliated with the organization?
Looking to invest?
Sean.
They own 6 properties in the Cambridge area. Would you like a listing?
We don't have time to check out all of them.
Sean, listen. I want you to focus and think about this like a human. Out of those properties, which one do you think would be the best place to hide and torture someone?
Kinky.
Sean.
The Isaac Newton Cambridge Museum.
Is that an actual place?
It hasn't opened yet, but it's received a great deal of funding from both Newton Analytica and Abstergo Financial, due to open in the spring of 2020. It's also built on the grounds of a former pumping station. I'm so glad I don't have to go there. I have a fear of any pipes that have carried sewage.
Sean, you're weird.
I'll take that as a compliment.
How long to get there?
29 minutes.
That is, if Michelle doesn't get us killed with her driving on the way.
We're shutting you down now, Sean.
Oh, it was something I said, wasn't it?
The perfect place.
For what?
Well, for holding a hostage. But also for storing counterfeiting equipment. I mean, close to water, away from other buildings, and lots of space.
What are you talking about?
Sorry, I'm still thinking like it's 1696. I feel like my worlds are colliding here.
I want you to stay out here, okay?
No, I'm going in.
This isn't the Animus, Aaliyah. Bullets and bombs in here will kill you.
I don't care.
Listen, I know you want to finally face your father, but this isn't the right time.
Michelle, you can't do this all by yourself.
Well,
don't worry, you're in charge. I just want to be there to help.
Yeah, well, if that's the case, you should take this.
Is this a hidden blade?
Yeah. Put it on like this. On your wrist.
Fuck.
If everything goes according to plan, you won't need to use this. But just in case.
What is the plan anyway?
We're gonna use your favorite technique. Distraction.
How?
With a bit of help from Sean.
Okay.
Tell us!
Fuck you!
Stop!
I told her he wouldn't break.
First, Sean's gonna deactivate their surveillance network.
Commander.
What is it?
The system is down.
What?
I can't see anything.
Commander?
They're here.
Who?
Ready your weapons. We'll find out.
It'll give us a chance to sneak in.
You, over there. You, over there.
Yes, Commander.
If your father is smart, he'll split the group in two. What I love about new building developments is that they're all connected with smart technology. It's the perfect place for Sean to hack into and play with the settings. He can even turn on the construction machines.
Shit.
Over there!
Some are rushing over there. The others are wondering what's happening, which means they're not paying attention.
Should we go?
No, wait.
So I can get in close to them and attack.
What the fuck?
Shit. Hurry. What about the rest?
Well, I've always liked drilling machines, but this one, again, top of the line.
This doesn't feel right.
Sean has the ability to hack in, control it, force it to start working again, minus the fan, which means it gets hotter and hotter inside until it starts a small fire, which gets bigger and bigger until...
Get out of here, now!
Boom. It's almost too easy.
Gavin!
Michelle! Aaliyah!
Shit! Are you okay?
Yeah. Don't worry. I've experienced worse. How did you get in here?
You know, Sean's AI isn't as bad as I thought it was. I've kind of gotten used to him.
They're best friends now.
Well, you need to get your bestie to stop the Darknet software. Now. I think there's a laptop over there. Can you use it?
Let's check. Yeah? Yeah, this'll do.
Thank God.
The laptop!
Stay right there!
Michelle, are you okay?
Oh, just my shoulder.
For now. You're Lemaire, right? Impressive that a hacker got rid of my men like that. You forgot about me, though. Who's your assistant here?
You don't recognize me?
Don't care. It'll be the shortest internship ever.
You really don't recognize me?
What the fuck is your problem?
I'm your daughter.
Huh?
I'm Aaliyah Khan.
Bullshit. And I have a daughter.
I knew you would say that.
It's true, Fahad.
Okay, this was not one of my first time meeting my dad scenarios. Him with a gun to my face.
What?
Sahar Mirza was my mother. You know, the woman you deserted as soon as you realized she was pregnant?
Sahar.
Not that she was much better than you.
This is all bullshit.
You were both pieces of shit, actually.
Don't believe me? Let's check with an Explore DNA system. I know where we can find one. Oh, I think that place has been shot up by you already.
Oh, you were there.
The other thing I didn't expect to happen during our first meeting, that I would keep talking and talking.
Aaliyah.
Yeah, it's me.
I...
working to stall him. Sean, lights off!
What the fuck? You bitch! You can't hide. It's a small room.
I thought I'd be able to ask him things I've always wanted to know, like, is he claustrophobic as well? Shit, he is.
I'm not afraid to kill you.
But thanks to the Animus and thanks to Omar, I'm not claustrophobic anymore. Not afraid of dark spaces.
I've got Gavin.
In fact...
turn the lights back on, or I'll kill him.
Like Omar, I now feel at home in the dark.
You fucking stabbed me.
Sean, lights on.
I'm your father.
And you're also an asshole.
Hey, Michelle.
I'm okay. Much better than that asshole. Oh, Aaliyah, you okay?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I should have been the one to do that.
No, it needed to happen.
Aaliyah.
Yeah?
Sorry.
I don't believe you. You've never cared about me and what I think, or probably anyone. I'm not like that anymore. I am not like you.
I can't believe these rowers are out already. It's 4 a.m.
I always hated people that rowed crew. Is that how it said? Road crew? Row crew? I don't know. Anyways, they always think they're better than everyone else.
Yeah, I could never imagine getting up this early, especially when it's so cold and shitty outside.
Yeah, that too. Are you okay?
Yeah. Gavin knows a guy at a clinic. He stitched me up, no questions asked. I'm good to go. Speak of the devil. What's the update, Gavin?
Challenger's code worked. The Templar's software has been disabled.
Hells yeah.
And all because of the two of you. You did it. And more than that, thanks for saving my life.
You thought we'd leave you to die?
No, really. Thank you. Aaliyah?
You're welcome.
I know I made a deal with you, and I stick to my word. I've transferred all the lost investment funds into your account, with a little bit extra on top. Enough for all school costs at LSE.
Thanks.
Aren't you excited to go back to school?
Not really.
Well, how about another startup? I think there's still room for your crypto play.
I think I need to get away and think about it all. At least for a couple of weeks.
Aaliyah, I know what you're going through. I remember the first time I had to kill someone.
Was it your father?
No, but...
then you don't know what it's like.
Aaliyah, I've seen a lot of death in my lifetime, too much. But Fahad was not only someone who didn't consider you his daughter, but he was an evil man. By killing him, you probably saved hundreds, if not thousands of lives in the process.
Yeah, I know.
No, think about it, Aaliyah. You saved possibly thousands of people from warfare because of this.
Yeah, I know. I just... what happened to Omar?
What do you mean?
What, after the whole Newton adventure? Did he ever find peace or happiness?
Oh, we don't really know these things.
Bullshit. What happened to him?
Aaliyah, we don't
Gavin,
really...
Gavin, come on. She deserves to know. You promised her.
He did find happiness. He met a woman in London, and they had a child.
Omar got married. Was it happily ever after?
Yes. And no. He died a year after his child was born, in 1703.
How did he die?
After getting married, he realized what he wanted to do was figure out a way to stop slavery. He oversaw a number of attacks on slave owners and died in the middle of a raid on a boat destined for America with 1,000 slaves. They all survived.
How is that a happy ending?
Apparently, just before that final raid, he and his wife decided it was the right thing to do, that the risk was worth it. Omar knew he needed to set an example for his son.
He had a son?
How do you think you're here?
You're a lot like him. You know what's right, and you're willing to scrap until it happens. If you'd ever like to come back and work with us again, feel free to reach out.
No thanks, Gavin. I want to do something tangible. I've spent the last 3 days running around trying to stop a mysterious software program from being unleashed by a mysterious organization. I want to do something positive that I can point to. Something that can inspire others. Something that will... I don't know. I need to figure out what I want.
Fair enough.
You're making a mistake, girl.
Yeah, probably.
Well, if you ever change your mind, you'll know where to reach us.
In the shadows, right?
Yeah. Along with Prince George?
What's that supposed to mean?
Aaliyah knows.
I honestly don't.
You'll know when you need to.
Oh my God, Aaliyah, where have you... What happened? Where did you get those cuts and bruises? Were you in a fight?
You have no idea, Bea.
Shit. Aaliyah, what happened? I've been trying to get hold of you. Did you get my texts?
I lost my phone. Here.
What is it?
A check. For your dad.
Holy shit. He got his money back, but... This is more than what he invested.
Interest.
You didn't have to do that. Thanks.
No problem. I need a drink.
How did you get the money?
I figured out a way.
Seriously, Aaliyah? How did you get it? You didn't do something illegal, did you?
I figured it out.
Shit. Does this mean you were involved in the Jared thing?
What Jared thing?
His arrest. He was brought back to London somehow and charged with assault. Not surprisingly, he's got a dodgy history.
What?
Yeah. Apparently he was kidnapped and smuggled back to London from the Channel Islands by some rogue group tracking down criminals. You seriously didn't know?
No, I haven't heard about that.
Yeah. It was so cool. There's a video of it online, and some hacker group sent out a list saying they're going to bring down other thieves like him. They said Prince George sent them, whatever that means.
Prince George?
Yeah. All kinds of conspiracy theories about what it means. Some say it's a cult devoted to the prince. I think it's just some weird code, like a speakeasy thing.
Shit. That's what he meant.
So you seriously had nothing to do with any of this?
No, but I think I might know who did.
Who was it?
People in the shadows.
Huh?
I need to get some air.
You just got here?
Yeah, but I just realised I have an appointment.
With who?
Friends of Prince George.
Aaliyah, are you okay?
Yeah. I'm feeling pretty good, actually. For the first time in a while.
Ah, you're back.
You remember me?
Of course, the Lady Card Shark.
Is that how people know me?
Well, you are, right?
Yeah. Do you want the code? Prince George.
No, I know you're good. Best of luck.
Thanks.
Miss? Miss? Are you in?
Oh, sorry. Fold.
Brian wins. Okay, blinds, please. Miss?
Yeah.
I think he wants you to put in your blind. Can I hop in?
Certainly. Your friend as well?
No. I know nothing about poker.
Gavin? Michelle? So I heard about Jared.
Yeah. I don't know how he got back to London like that.
Must have been some rogue under-the-radar group.
A group that really knows how to hack.
I guess they thought about what someone said and realized they could start by bringing money launderers and others to justice. I guess they somehow got a hold of Abstergo Financial's records and have a list of new targets to pursue. But I think they could use some help. Preferably someone with some street smarts. It comes in handy.
It does, doesn't it?
Bets, please.
Oh, sorry about that. I'm in.
Miss, are you in?
Yeah, Leah. You in?
I always said my most important rule is to know where I'm going. Well, that wasn't completely right. Before I can figure out where I need to go, I first needed to figure out where I came from. So now that I finally know, I'm ready to take that leap. I'm all in.
Players all in.
You have been listening to Assassin's Creed Gold by Anthony Del Cole, a Story Circle production for Audible Originals, directed by Garrick Hagen, starring Riz Ahmed as Omar Khalid, Anthony Head as Sir Isaac Newton, Tamara Lawrence as Aaliyah Khan, John Chancer as Gavin Banks, Ray Firon as Fahad Khan, Gemma Lawrence as Rose Galloway, and Danny Wallace as Sean Hastings, also featuring Nicholas Lepravo as William Lowndes, Hayward B. Morse as Sir Nigel Galloway, Layla Payne as Michelle Lemaire, Nigel Pilkington as Nicola Fatio de Duille, David Rintoul as Finnegan, Rachel Atkins as Agneta Ryder, and Daniel Wayman as William Challoner. With Laura Aikman as Meredith Crystal, Brian Bowles as the banker, Andrew Branch as Lord Benedict Crystal, Lily Donovan as Daisy Walter, Rupert Farley as Tower Warden, Owen Finley as Royal Guardsman, Jason Forbes as Oliver Augustus, Nicholas Goh as Casino Dealer, David John as Sir Artemis Murray, Jim Johnson as James Blanchard, Will Kelly as Jack Oliver, John Last as Prison Gatekeeper, Simon Lipson as Templar Commander, Hall Panting as Father Jones, Joseph Ratcliffe as Tower Captain, Anne Rosenfeld as Haley Felton, Liza Ross as Conference Speaker, Jennifer Sayang as Bianca, and Gyuri Sarasi as Templar Officer. Other parts were played by members of the company. Vocal edit and sound design by Steve Foxen. Script editor, Aaron Hillard. Casting and production led by Louise Bland and Marielle Runaker Temple for Audible Studios. Production coordinator, Alex Curran. Broadcast assistant, Liza Ross. The production was engineered by Rowan Onrate. This was a collaboration with Ubisoft, with thanks to Amar Azeja, Anouk Bachman, Fatia Chalali, Julian Faber, Susan Patrick, Aldo Sampaio, and Justine Villeneuve. Director of Audible Studios, Rachel Naughton. Production executive, Haley Nathan for Audible Originals. Commissioning editor, Lydia Shaba for Audible Originals. Visit audible.co.uk or plenty more titles.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.